This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A poll last week from the Kaiser Family Foundation is giving fuel to media pundits hung up on abortion. Recent reaction to possible White House nominations to the Supreme Court seemed to focus on making constitutional rights something we vote on rather than that which is guaranteed in the Constitution. While the poll found that roughly two-thirds of Americans want to keep the Roe v. Wade decision, drilling just a little deeper, other polls find such sentiments evaporate once connected with the actual practice of abortion. A greater majority, 70%, think that a baby's heartbeat, which begins days after conception, should ban abortion. Jehi McMath, the girl prematurely declared dead in California, died last week. Her medical records now show that she improved in New Jersey after doctors wrote her off and gave her a California death certificate. This is Life News Radio.
The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view.
A thorough look at LifeNews.com at two possible Supreme Court nominees, Amy Coney Barrett and Brett Kavanaugh, shows why many pro-life advocates are optimistic about President Trump's appointees. Each offer clear hope that a case could be presented that could reverse abortion under rulings like Roe. Meanwhile, a pro-choice writer at the Washington Post argues that Roe v. Wade is a poorly reasoned mess that she thinks should be overturned. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.